coming up on episode number 696. It is another All Request Night, and you listeners have really put in some work here and come up with some great suggestions. Covers of Paul Simon, The Pixies, Donna Summer, and a couple of celebrity covers. Ooh, you're going to see what that means coming up, as well as Tina and Trivia. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is August 10th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where you guys, you know, you put in the work. I get a ton of email every week, a lot of it with requests and ideas, suggestions for songs to play on the show. And tonight we have a great bunch of them, thanks to you guys, from all around the world, from Buffalo all the way to Germany, Myrtle Beach to Snohomish, Washington. We've got the covers for you tonight. And a little bit later on the show, Tina's going to join us for some Musically Challenged. But before we get to that, we got to get to the music. And we're going to kick things off tonight with a cover, kind of an anniversary cover for one of our listeners. Holger from Hamburg, Germany, placed his first request on Coverville about 100 episodes ago on episode number 595. And wanted to get one on the 100th episode anniversary of his first request. You know, I'm easy. I'll do it. Absolutely. He's a big fan of Star Trek and the TV show Enterprise. Wanted to see if there was a good cover of the theme song to that. Now, the version that you hear on the show is a cover version of the version originally released by Rod Stewart. I'm not going to play the Rod Stewart version, of course. I'm going to play this really cool version by Brian Hansen. Came from his 2010 CD, Off the Road. It's called Faith of the Heart.
It's been a long road, getting from there to here. It's been a long time. Now my time is finally near here. I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got faith of the heart. Going where my heart will take me. I've got a faith to believe. I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul, and no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. Oh, I've got faith. Faith of the heart. It's been a long night trying to find my way. Been through the darkness, but now I finally have my day. I will see my dreams come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got faith of the heart. I'm going where my heart will take me. I've got a faith to believe. I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. No one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. Oh, I've got faith. Faith of the heart. Oh, I've known a wind so cold. I've seen the darkest days. Now the winds I feel are only winds of change. I've been through the fire and I've been through the rain. Now I'll be fine. Cause I've got faith of the heart. I'm going where my heart will take me. I've got a faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul, and no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. Oh, I've got faith. Yes, I've got faith. Faith of the heart. It's been a long road.
Oh, here inside of it, all of it, it just bounces and keeps clicking. It's a click, and that click just turns into some form. It's like a juice squeezing mango palms.
Thank you.
just in case you needed your flute fix for your cover fix with flutes. Well, there's a cover of The Fix with flutes. That is One Thing Leads to Another, covered there by Joseph Patrick Moore from the album Joseph Patrick Moore's Drum and Bass Society. Came out in 2004, cover of One Thing Leads to Another. That one going out to Mike, who may or may not still be on vacation out in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So hopefully, hopefully you had a great vacation, or you're still having a great vacation, Mike. All right, before that, Faith of the Heart from the TV show Enterprise, a cover from the TV show Enterprise, the Star Trek Enterprise, also a cover of Rod Stewart. Basically, it's, what is it, Going Where My Heart Will Take Me, I think is another name for the same song, released under different names, written originally by Diane Warren, who is the soundtrack queen. You all know Diane Warren. And that version right there, performed by Brian Hansen from his 2010 album, Off the Road. I love how it kind of ups the tempo just a little bit, even though it's a really nice acoustic cover of the song. Very, very cool. Oh, and by the way, that's going out to Holger from Hamburg, Germany. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, AudioEngineUSA.com. Their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple of their products that I haven't talked about in a long time. They're premium passive bookshelf speakers. So let's say you've already got your stereo system, you've already got an amplifier, you've got you know, your stereo system, maybe in a rack unit or something, and you just need speakers. You don't need the speakers with a built-in amplifier. Well, Audio Engine's got you covered there too. It's the perfect audio upgrade. Experience the same award-winning Audio Engine sound and quality in a passive loudspeaker. Real speakers for all your music. Now, when you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, spelled COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. Bao, B-A-O, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and I'm sure I'll get an email if I'm not. Actually, send me an email if I am pronouncing it right. From Orange County, suggested this cover. It is a cover of Donna Summer's I Feel Love, and it's performed by Dengue Fever. That one I know I pronounced correctly, Dengue Fever. But it's also got some guest vocals by Inara George. Now, do you know who Inara George is? She is the bird, half of The Bird and the Bee. And so this is right up my alley. A great cover with a vocalist that I just adore. Here is I Feel Love by Dengue Fever with Inara George.
Super.
Wave of Mutilation, covered there by a group called Superdrag. Now, this comes from a great tribute album. Came out a couple years ago called Where Is My Mind, a tribute to the Pixies. And that one was suggested by Charlie in Buffalo. Thank you, Charlie in Buffalo, for that one. Aren't those the military letters? You know, A, Alpha, Alpha, Buffalo, Charlie? No, I guess not. Before that, I Feel Love. That one going out to Bow from Orange County, a cover performed by Dengue Fever with Inara George on vocals from their 2009 release, Radio Dance Floor, a cover of the track by Donna Summer. All right, let's go to the last set of music, and I decided to put these two together. You're going to see why. It's a natural fit, right? A couple of celebrity covers. I was going to do a Celebrityville tonight, but I decided I better do Holger's cover to start the show, or else it could be a whole nother a few episodes before we get to his request. But back to the celebrity covers. First one up is going out to Paul in Snohomish, Washington. He's a citizen, and happy to have him as a citizen. He requested Ruby Tuesday, performed by Katie Sagal. Now, Katie is not just doing the vocals here. She is also Leela, does the voice of Leela on Futurama. She's been in several sitcoms, of course, Married with Children, probably the most famous of those as Peg Bundy. Let's go ahead and get to that right now. Here's Peg Bundy / Leela / Katie Sagal with her cover of Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, we're in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. It's such a cost. Away. walks down the street, says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I want a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away from my well-lit door, Mr. Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. Yeah, I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model's gone, gone? It plunked back down the alley and said, roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All alone, there were incidents and accidents, there were and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me up. You can call me. Na 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 na. Down the street, street in a strange world. Maybe it's the third world. Maybe it's his first time around. Doesn't speak the language. He holds no currency. He's a foreign man. He's surrounded by sun, sun. Cattle in the marketplace, scattering his orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture. Spinning in infinity, so say hallelujah. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me. You can call me. Na 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 na.
Cover there by an actress who got her start as Alia in the movie Dune back in 1984. Since then has been in shows like Sybil as one of Sybil's daughters, Ally McBeal, Law and Order Criminal Intent. And you can see her right now or these days in Friday Night Lights. That is Alicia Witt and her cover of Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al from her 2009 self-titled debut album. Really, really cool. Almost like a almost Tori Amos-esque in her performance there, with just kind of a hint of Tim Burton, if there is such a thing. Before that, Ruby Tuesday, covered there by Katie Sagal, of course, the voice of Leela on Futurama, Peg Bundy and Married with Children, and now you can see her on the show Sons of Anarchy. That actually comes from the soundtrack of Sons of Anarchy, the EP called Shelter, which came out last year. Katie Sagal and her cover of Ruby Tuesday. Well, Tina is in the Coverville studio right now. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So we got actually have a chat room going this time around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They can't see you, though.
Okay. Can they see you?
They can see me, but they want to see you.
Okay.
So, you know, after Musically Challenged, I'll have you come around and say hi to everybody in the chat room. How's that?
Okay.
All right, good. Anything you want to say before we get into this?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
All right, fair enough. We've got a Musically Challenged segment here for you, and this is going to be kind of a surprise to both of us. I didn't write down who this is from, so I can't say, hey, this is coming up from so-and-so. So we'll see what we get here.
Sounds good.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. I am Dawn. I've never done a Musically Challenged before, but I thought I'd give it a shot. Now, I'm not a podcaster or any kind of professional audio technician or anything. I'm just a guy with a mic and a copy of Cool Edit Pro. So I apologize for the step down in audio quality from what people usually send in to you. For this Musically Challenged, I'm going to take you back in time. All the way back to when we used to listen to music on little shiny silver discs called CDs.
Ooh,
remember those?
All the way back then.
And remember how when you fast forward through a track on a CD, it sounded something like this? Hence the premise of my Musically Challenged. I'm going to play for you five
Very
tracks,
cool.
Not just clips, the entire songs, fast forwarded like that. I would like you to name the songs, the artists who recorded them, and, as usual, what the five songs have in common. Now, before I start, let me throw out one more little disclaimer here. I haven't actually tried this on anyone, so I have no idea how difficult it's going to prove to be, but hopefully you'll be able to pick up on little audio clues here and there that'll help you identify the songs. And if this turns out to be just way too hard to do, don't worry about hurting my feelings or anything, just say, yeah, let's not have any more of those, and I just won't make any more. But if it turns out to be just hard enough to be a challenge and you enjoy it, let me know, and maybe I will make some more. Okay?
So far, Don, I already love the premise. So,
yeah.
All right.
So if you're ready to begin, here we go. Here's track number one.
Holy cow, that is tough.
That's really fast. I have no idea.
Oh, man. I almost want to hear that again, but I'm not sure.
The very beginning sounds familiar.
It really does, yeah. Wow, all right. Let's see here.
So?
Huh.
How's it working out for you so far?
I'm going to say Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical.
Really?
Really. I'm going with it.
I'm thinking male vocal and God, that guitar lick at the beginning or the chunk of guitar that we're hearing. Yeah, boy. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to the next one. I'm not looking at the chat room, so if you guys are writing answers, I'm not looking.
Let's try track number two. Okay.
Wow. Okay, that goes really fast too. Female vocals on that one.
Yeah.
I think. Boy, I can't place it. All right. Well, this is tough, man. I was expecting this to be a walk in the park, but you must have a faster fast forward on your CD player than I did on mine. All right.
Okay. Here's track three.
Oh my goodness.
They all sound like the noise you know at the end of the old Zoom TV show. They would do that the Boston the station in Boston that it was produced at the
I have no idea what Zoom is.
Oh my God, really?
What was it?
It was a PBS show with a bunch of kids in striped shirts who would do, they would do word games and songs and things like that. It was like a hipper, cooler, urban Sesame Street.
Oh, is that like in the 70s and 80s? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say 70s.
Okay.
70s, yeah. All right. Boy, okay. I'm goose egging these. Let's see how the next one goes.
Track four.
I'm going to guess me and Julio down by the schoolyard for that one.
That's a good one.
It's funny because what I was thinking was part of the track is that doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle, you know, and thinking that it was like guitar, like some part of the song. It's not. It's the noise that the CD player is like inserting as it goes from bit to bit. Yeah, I know. So you have to tune that out and listen for the rest of it. All right, let's go to the next one here.
Okay.
The last one.
And finally, track 5.
Oh, Police.
You're going to say Police?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's The Who, I Can See for Miles.
Okay.
But again, boy, these are way tougher than I was expecting.
I know.
I love the premise, Don, but holy cow.
I do too. Okay, so maybe the first one really isn't Olivia Newton-John. I think you're right. I think it was a guy. Okay.
How did you do? Were you able to pick up on anything? If you need to take some time to think about it, now would probably be a good time to pause and do just that.
Man.
Stop thinking now! Here are the answers. Track 1 was perhaps one of the most famous songs in history. The Beatles with Let It Be.
You're right.
Let it be. I wasn't right.
Well, somebody in the chat room said...
Track 2, Dido's hit Thank You.
Wow.
Track 3 was Sheryl Crow with All I Wanna Do.
I don't think we thought it was anyone. It's a bummer that if the audio quality on the skip forward part was as clear as when he plays the track, it might be easier. His CD player must drop the audio quality when it's doing its fast forward thing.
It could be.
Yeah, bummer.
Then came track 4, Billy Joel's Don't Ask Me Why.
Don't wait for answers.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Don't ask me why.
And finally, track 5 was The Who and I Can See for Miles.
Got
good
one.
Job.
It was wow.
So
it was, you know what? It was the chord progression that did it for me on that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Cool.
Now that you have all the answers, can you identify what they all have in common?
Oh.
Oh, they were fast.
Never got to think about that again. let's see. Can See for Miles.
Beatles.
Thank You by Dido. The Beatles, Let It Be.
I don't know.
Sampled by...
Did they have the same producer or something?
Could be. Let me think. What were the other two? The Don't Ask Me Why by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm stumped.
Again. Pause now if you need a little more thinking time. Okay, no more thinking. Here's the common thread. We had Let It Be, Thank You, All I Want to Do, Don't Ask Me Why, and I Can See for Miles. Actually, that one, it just occurred to me now.
That's funny.
More than one. It's got 2, I and C. Yes, all these songs have titles containing words that double as letters of the alphabet. Incidentally, I'll give you, let's say, 500,000 bonus points if you recognize the song I used as an example of a fast-forwarded CD track way back at the beginning.
Oh.
It was They Might Be Giants with a relatively obscure track, Shoehorn with Teeth.
Yeah, actually...
I chose that one because...
I actually... I hate to say it, but when I heard that, I thought, it sounds like the radio intro to either that song or I was thinking The Way by Fastball.
Oh.
When I saw They Might Be Giants in concert several years ago, they performed that song exactly that way, imitating what it would sound like fast forward.
Really?
Like that.
Oh, that's really cool.
Amazing how accurately they duplicated that sound. Anyway.
Wow.
I am Dawn. That was my musically challenged. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Dawn. Very cool. I did enjoy it. And, man, I don't know if... are you playing the fast-forwarding into a microphone, or are you recording the output of the fast-forwarding? Because maybe, you know, that might be the difference. Who knows? But anyway, still a very cool premise and a very cool game. Let's definitely have more of those. And now that we know what to listen for, like...
Yeah.
It's the spaces in between.
Oh, completely.
The spaces.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We'll totally get it next time.
Yeah. All we need is Leonardo DiCaprio to spin his little top and break it down for us in slow time, right?
Exactly.
And dream within a dream.
Yep.
All right. That is going to do it for tonight's show. Tina, thank you for joining me.
You are welcome.
Challenged. Listeners, chat room, thank you for joining me for the show. And, of course, all you out there who send in requests and who listen to the show, thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me to send me a request of your very own, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER. Paid a lot of money for that phone line, so better use it.
I'm just going to call it.
Yeah, please
do. And prank you.
Totally fine.
Okay.
I like that. Hey, Maynard. let's see. If you want to post a message in the show notes for this or any other episode, please do. Just go to coverville.com. There you will find every episode I've ever done, almost 700 of them, 696 of them to be exact. Post a message in the show notes there. Have a discussion with other cover fans. Join the forums. Talk about stuff there. Or search for specific cover songs that I may or may not have played using the cover search tool. All of this over at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.